You are on 2SER. Now, when you think of Jamaica, you immediately think of Bob Marley and reggae music, and it's a genre synonymous with peace, justice, and equal rights. But so then how does Jamaica earn such a terrible reputation that Time magazine once ran a headline, "The Most Homophobic Place on Earth"? ABC television foreign correspondent Matt Davis was on the Tiny Island Nation earlier this year, and he documented with a whole story about Jamaica's reggae music and a little bit of the dark side. G'day, Matt. Welcome to 2SER.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Really interesting show on Foreign Correspondent this week, and it's in Jamaica in February around Bob Marley's birthday. It looked like a fun time to be there.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing. I mean, that's right. You say Jamaica, and the next thought pops in your head is Bob Marley. And, you know, we were doing a double assignment at the time in Venezuela for a different story. And we thought, well, look, Bob Marley's birthday's on. Let's go. This whole island, you know, it's roughly 3 million people, just basically stop for a few days and, you know, pull out the Bob Marley and put on actually some really big concerts, free events for the public to come and celebrate, you know, Bob's enduring legacy.
And I love how they almost call him a prophet there, like he's almost idolized.
Yeah, actually, there's a grab in the show, yeah, where we asked a Rastafarian priest, who is Bob, and he said he's the prophet. So basically, because Bob came, like you said, he sang songs, he chanted down, you know, oppression, the violence, the poverty that the people that he lived with were living in. It was a very reality. Reggae is a comment on the realities of life in Jamaica, and you know it continues to be.
Now, the key to this show, and it shows a bit of the darker side of Jamaica. You immerse yourself into the culture there of music and religion, but found there was very little support for LGBTI people in the community. Did you see this as definitely the case, or is it just that people, you know, who do support it won't speak out?
Yeah. So look. That reference made before, that was about 10 years ago, and Jamaica had gone through a period where for, you know, a decade it did attract a lot of headlines. Yep. Certain artists, particularly a couple of dancehall singers.
Some nasty tracks on that, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, their tracks were loaded with very anti, particularly gay men lyrics, yep. Violent, you know, outright calling to murder, etc. So... Yeah. But what we saw was there were two things at play here. You've got to understand the role of the church and the influence they have. And this is the evangelical church in many ways. So it's a very Adam and Eve type thinking. And that's, you know, a lot of these artists, this music is a raw culture. It's real. It's from these really tough streets of Kingston. So for many of them, that's their education came through that church way. So you understand that. Now, what we found some decade, 10 years on or so, is that as, you know, information is more readily available, YouTube information from outside, there's a lot of sort of general social change occurring, and particularly, say, in the middle and upper class of Jamaican society, there's a much greater acceptance of, you know, the LGBT communities.
Oh, good, because it does make it look like, you know, it's quite a harrowing place for anyone who's gay there to be able to sort of feel comfortable.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, I mean, we speak with the head of JFLAC, that's the gay rights, yeah. the gay rights group in Jamaica, who, you know, they've come from a very rough, tough position, okay. And over their time have sort of made, you know, have had small gains. But don't get me wrong, it's still, if you're, yeah, you know, violent attacks happen on gays, particularly in the lower working class communities. There are issues, and whilst people are becoming more open, there is still some way to go.
And great, the great part about the show is that is basically showing a link between the music, the new sort of wave of reggae music and dancehall music that's coming out, that it's being a lot more inclusive and making people aware and accepting of LGBTI.
Well, I think without being overtly supporting them, these artists, it's just it's a greater tolerance for change and sort of people going, you know what, like your choice is what you choose to be.
One love, right?
One love. And, you know, and that, to be honest, that's still at the bottom line in across the island. That notion of, you know, every man has his rights to his own destiny, and that kind of thinking that came through Bob's music is still the narrative. But yeah, there are definitely some rough roads still for the gay community, and particularly those who have sort of been put out on the fringes in the homeless environments. They're sort of the highly at risk, which we cover. And I think the shift in our story is, yeah, that's that engaging with those younger artists who are driving this massive global dancehall boom, this massive roots revival. They're just more, like I said, it's like, hey, you know, everyone can be themselves. You know, let's just come together for the music.
And that's what Jamaica is so well known for. Is it like, I mean, going to Jamaica, do you hear music around every corner? Is it like that sort of thing?
Everywhere. Yeah. Now, you go to a tourist area, you're just going to hear Bob Marley on repeat and Peter Tosh. It's a little bit cliche. But you go anywhere off the beaten track or get into the real parts of Kingston. It's like every corner, every street has a yard that people come to. They play their music in the sound systems every night of the week. To all hours of the morning, there's, you know, the dancehall scenes blaring. There's roots reggae being played here. There's dub parties in the mountains. Amazing. It's an oral culture. It comes from Africa. The rhythms. It's everything has got a beat to it. So, yeah, actually, like for a personal as a musical fan, but also as a filmmaker, tackling an issue like this, it was a really interesting assignment.
Fantastic. Now, you amazingly, excellently got to chat to the Prime Minister of Jamaica, the host did, Andrew Holness, at the end of the show, and he was asked about the anti-sodomy laws in particular and whether he was... It was quite cagey in general, but then he actually just stopped the chat when asked about his personal opinion. Do you see this law changing in the foreseeable future? This is, of course, there's an anti-sodomy law in Jamaica currently, which prevents, you know...
Yeah, well, man-on-man engagement. It was, I mean, look, it's a hangover from the British, they were colonised.
It's like the only thing that got left over. Right?
Basically, so after independence, Jamaica took over, but they kept that law in. Yeah. And still to this day, I mean, the act of homosexuality is considered criminal and up to 10 years prison with hard labour is on the statutes, which actually makes a double-edged sword for those who suffer from any sort of attack or violence. Because then do you report that to the police? It's quite a conundrum that, you know, people, victims of these gay crime, hate crimes are. Andrew Holness, Prime Minister, an amazing opportunity. I mean, it shows the reach and the influence of Bob Marley. That was Marley's birthday celebrations. And, you know, of course, the PM rocks up after lunch to, you know, show his respects and be with the people. but regarding the sodomy laws, look, he played that like every politician in the world. But it's quite, I mean, it's just amazing. You watch him and go, look at this guy, he's a poly. But it is a political football. And he gave us all the lines. And then Eric pushed him on the report, Eric Campbell pushed him on, you know, what about your personal opinion? And he just, you know, sideswiped
us. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Look, it's not happening fast. The conversations has evolved in the last few years. It's been talked about. But there's still a way to go, in the words of our J Flag character.
Yeah, well, it's getting there. I suppose it'll eventually happen. But
we've been, you know, gay marriage here has been an issue now for, you know, so exactly, many years. Exactly. We sort of sometimes, you know, you got to look at yourselves as well and go, oh, you know, we could also just deal with a few things here. But look, that's a very peculiar law, and it is definitely, it hangs over Jamaica in a way that...
I think Tasmania had that law for my lifetime, you know.
Yeah, right. So look, you said, it's a process, and but perhaps what we were taking out of our experience there, that to influence that change and influence social thought and social norms, that's that role those musicians play in Jamaica.
Yes. Now, singer Atana was featured. Yeah. Is that how you say Atana?
Atana, the strong one.
The strong one. Is that what it means?
That's the name, the little nickname there.
Strong one. And she's become a real agent for the change, you know, with her music. What sort of style of music is that?
It's a new roots sort of flavored sound, but it's also, there's a bit of influence, like a world music vibe to her thing. Okay. She actually toured to Australia earlier this year, after we met, and did a show at the Metro, which a few friends of mine who I'd luckily given the heads up to went and checked out. But she's really this. She's a very strong and progressive thinking. Yeah.
She is some great
film artist. Yeah. She's working. We were there working, filming her recording with an actual reggae icon, Tanya Stevens, who in this darker period we talked about earlier, she was one of the main people standing up and saying, nah, that's not cool.
Okay.
So there's this, it almost felt like we're in this room with these two amazing female reggae artists who were combining their forces to sort of create this new music, which, Atana's, she's big, man. She's a lot of people following her around
the
world.
That's fantastic. Well, where can people check this out? It was on Foreign Correspondent this week, but you can catch it online as well.
Yeah, online. So obviously ABC iView will hold it for a couple of weeks, but also I'd recommend going to the ABC News YouTube site and just looking for the story One Love.
Yep.
And that's going to be there forever. So check it out, share it around. And
we'll pop a link up on the podcast so everyone can check it out. It's well worth checking out. Really, really well done. We're going to take it out with the track Spread Love to take us out. Thanks so much for coming
Matt. Thank you. One love.
Yeah. One love for everyone. Yeah. This is Spread Love with 2SER.